Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm your host, Jeffrey Wright. Maybe this week we'll fire up a new Twitter account. I don't know. Some point, you just got to give in. Maybe that happens this week. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM or 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio dial, you can stay up to date with everything happening here at the station by downloading the Odyssey app. It's free to download, free to listen. You can even listen on demand with the rewind features. You can also stream us, though, on TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio. George Ruggiero is the producer of the program. You can follow him on the Everything app at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeffrey.
My company is his each and every Monday on the program. He is the maestro of fun and games here in the Memphis area. He's also the host of Writer Than Right Trivia Thursdays, 10:30 on the Jeff Calkins Show. Cerritoentertainment.com is his website. He's on the Everything app at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
Greetings, Jeffrey, everybody out there. Yeah, it's an exciting start to the week here today, so I'm looking forward. We've got bingo tonight, music bingo out in Olive Branch. We're now at the Huey's in Olive Branch on Mondays, folks. So tell your friends in DeSoto County to come play with us down there. And we're getting closer and closer to our big giveaway. We're giving away a City Brew Tour at Trivia Night, part of our best team name invitation. We may have to go through some of these team names again, Jeffrey. We like doing that on the show sometimes. But our best team name invitation, we're awarding a City Brew Tour, which is the Sip of Memphis Brewery Tour, to one team. They're going to win it next week. So we've been tallying all the best team name winners for the past couple months here. So very excited to give that away. But a City Brew Tour, I went on one of those. You like go around. They drive you around in this bus to the different breweries in Memphis. You get to go behind the scenes in the brewery. You get to sample the stuff. You get some of the food. The food at Memphis breweries have really been enhanced here as of late. So especially over there at Flyway, where we have trivia on Thursday nights. Their pretzels. Ooh, and the duck tenders over there. My goodness. Flyway Brewing, the old High Cotton in the Edge District. Check that out. Trivia on Thursday there. But anyway, lots going on. CerritoEntertainment.com.
I haven't stopped thinking about Cinnaminis.
Oh, the Cinnaminis, yes. No, my wife was telling me it was McDonald's. She was adamant that it was McDonald's.
No, it is definitely Burger King. I explained this to George because George said he was in the other studio yelling, Burger King, Burger King. The truth is, when you asked the question, like, just my gut instinct was like, that's Burger King. But there was something about when you said discontinued 13 years ago. And I was like, I thought those got discontinued way before. I felt like this was something I was eating, like, in middle school.
Well, but you might have. I don't know how long they last. I don't remember. There
was something about that number. And then I started thinking about, what was that cinnamon? What was the Chick-fil-A? It was like a cinnamon cluster. And I was like, that feels like that got discontinued 13 years ago. And that just, I'm still more broken up by Burger King Cinnaminis than I am the Honda Passport question.
Have you got any Cinnaminis since Thursday?
I've not gotten any Cinnaminis. I can't look them in the eyes. And I let them down.
You could not remember that, but hopefully some of the trivia teams do, because that will be a question this week that we'll ask about the Cinnaminis. But no, there was, if you Google it, for some reason, everybody, it's not just you, I'm saying, that has this kind of Mandela effect.
Yeah.
twisting because there's so many different versions of cinnamon rolls and cinnamon twist and things like that at fast food. But
well, then
I'm definitely going to make sure I go out of my way to get some.
I know Shalotsky's offers Cinnabon, but didn't he say somebody else?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell has a little Cinnabon promo.
Okay.
They're very good.
Yeah. So that was, I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. It hurts. Like it just really does. It is Monday, so we will overreact to the weekend. Not really the greatest weekend, I think, for local sports, but we'll react to it nonetheless. We'll get into our TV time out. I noticed something different on DirecTV this weekend that I wanted to bring to everyone's attention. Also, congratulations to everyone that is on a YouTube TV subscriber. Your long national nightmare is over with until they probably do it again in 6 months. So we'll get into that. Also, Awful Announcing came out with their top 25 college football announcers. I was a little surprised at who led the list. Speaking of the list, we'll get into that during the second hour. John Cena has 4 appearances left. Kevin, have you made peace with it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. And he's on Raw tonight.
So he's on Raw tonight. He was on ESPN earlier. So
we'll talk about it later. The last John Cena Raw. We'll give you the best preview we can here.
We will welcome CJ Hurt to the program during the second hour as well. We'll talk some Grizzlies and more with him. We'll tell your story, and then we'll get out of here. But I guess let's start with the weekend that was. And I did not go back and try and tabulate other bad weekends. But I think Kevin said this off the air, and I think he's right. This might have been the worst local sports weekend since the pandemic. I don't know of one where we can think of collectively worse.
I can't, because there's been so much optimism and great moments that have happened since 2020. And usually they align where if something's going bad with the Tiger basketball team, it might be going pretty well with the football team or with the Grizzlies. And you haven't had such a weekend, or really this weekend really put the exclamation point on the dwindling hope for seasons, right? The Tiger football season is pretty much, you know, it's done for. With any, the excitement is gone. There's nothing. If you want to get excited about the Birmingham Bowl, well, more power to you. They've got great breweries and some fun cakes on barbecue down there.
Is there any way they could host the Liberty Bowl?
What are the tie-ins for the Liberty Bowl?
I don't know. It changes every year. I do think the SEC having so many teams in the playoff, maybe that could be a possibility, but I also don't know, does Memphis have to be higher up in the pecking order?
I think the rules don't apply to Memphis, like
bowl tie-ins. Like, this bowl is an ACC bowl. Like, it's, now
if you're
going
to do them, you should. Yeah. That's what makes... underrated reason why bowl games don't matter nearly as much anymore, besides the fact that there's a playoff, but the fact that, the tie-ins are not the same. And then the rules don't apply to Memphis. I feel like Memphis always got, like, special treatment when it came to, if we get Memphis there, they get Memphis there. If Iowa State's coming, Memphis is coming, I'm guessing. It seemed to be the recent history, but the... Is Harold Grader on with Gabe today?
I think Monday's right.
It's Monday. Yeah. What do you have? Because I've found the list of American, the AAC, or just the American now, collegefootball.com. I found the tie-ins with the American. You've got the Fenway Bowl versus the ACC, the Independence Bowl, the Military Bowl, and then the Armed Forces Bowl and the Hawaii Bowl.
Okay, so the way that it can work is if the SEC has more bowl possibilities than they do teams, it can be opened up to the American. And I don't think the American has a straight seating like this team, the second team goes to this bowl.
Right.
What they typically have done in the past is the bowl tie-ins against other power conferences, they try to maneuver to have their best teams go to that so that they can have the best possible record. So perhaps it's possible you could still have a Liberty Bowl appearance.
Yeah, it's possible, but is that the most exciting thing that you would want out of this. I don't know. There's, I don't know what the really honestly we haven't seen the we haven't made it to the point of pivoting the conversation to what bowl game of the I guess we're here. This is where we are after this weekend, right? You lose to East Carolina, then you're going to have to look and the Birmingham Bowl is. It's funny. That's the default one that we go to.
Yeah.
Because the Tigers have been there before. But that's the most boring one. It's so boring they don't even have a sponsor, right? I don't even think there's a sponsor for that. I think it's still just the Birmingham Bowl. The sponsors don't even want to be involved with it. At least this year they don't. Is there a bowl that the Tigers haven't been to that would be exciting? Like the Frisco Bowl was a recent one, right?
Yeah.
Frisco was recent.
So that's the other aspect of it, too. Part of the reason why they went to the Frisco Bowl was Ryan wanted to be done with recruiting. Or, you know, wanted to be done with the calendar. Have the team be done. Everybody's done before Christmas. Like, that made it, the fact that it was an early date made it attractive.
I mean, he would wrap that for the coaching carousel would be beneficial for him, right?
I think at this point, that would have already been solidified one way or the other.
But, I mean, we've had Montgomery. By the way, Montgomery Bowl was also
recent. You put some respect on, we now have the J-Labs. Birmingham Bowl.
Oh, is there a sponsor?
Those are the headphones, right?
Yes. I was about to ask, like, isn't that like a Target brand?
Aren't
these the one that Ray J used to promote? I felt like these used to be like direct to consumer.
J-Lab. Is it a store brand?
I don't think it's actually a store brand.
It's American based company though. So get your J-Lab.
Oh, yeah, these are exactly what I
expected. They got a 4-year sponsor with the
okay, it was not on the I'm looking at the press release for this. So
no, you were correct. They did not have a sponsor.
Going into the season didn't seem like it. But I mean you have the Bad Boys Mowers.
That's the Independence Bowl, right?
No, that's the Tampa. What's in Tampa?
Gasparilla.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the other Tampa game.
Then you've got the First Responders Bowl, which is ServPro sponsored in Dallas.
I think that one's at the actual Cotton Bowl.
Now, the Tigers did go to that one recently.
Yeah, they played at that one. That's the one where they played in the old Cotton Bowl.
The Boca Raton Bowl.
They've played in that one against like Western Kentucky.
And Frisco was
the Scooter's Coffee.
Scooter's Coffee was the sponsor of that one last year, yeah. AutoNation Cure Bowl in Orlando.
That's the third Orlando game.
Which I don't think the Tigers have not played in that one. The Myrtle Beach Bowl.
That is, that one's played pretty early at the surf turf, Coastal Carolina.
And the New Mexico Bowl.
I feel like that one, hasn't been played in years. But yeah, they play that one like at New Mexico. Actually, I think
it's in Albuquerque. Yeah.
I've always been told Albuquerque is like an underrated good spot. But yeah, that's
New
where
Mexico.
We are.
New Mexico, fun destination from what I hear. It's on my list of states I need to visit. So let's go there. Let's go through the game there. But yeah, nothing exciting. A lot of bowl games that may or may not have sponsorships and just locations in their names. But that could change, right? You can get sponsorships till the games start, right? Scooter's Coffee.
Yeah, I think another problem that a lot of these bowls run into is if ESPN owns it, ESPN wants the sponsor to pay like a certain amount of money. So think about it in these terms. Remember when the Grizzlies didn't have a jersey logo?
Oh, the patch?
Right. They could have gotten a deal done, but the league wanted it to be at a certain price so that you don't devalue. I think ESPN kind of does the same thing where it's like they want everyone to pay a certain amount to be a bowl sponsor. So you wind up with some of these, like they just leave it open because in ESPN's mind, it's less about actually turning the most money over its inventory. So they don't want to like.
Oh, the Myrtle Beach Bowl has one.
They do.
It's presented by Engine.
Engine.
E-N-G-I-N?
E.
Engine. And yep. What are they?
No idea. I'm on the website. I'm on the Myrtle Beach Bowl website. And of course, it does also an ESPN events.
I mean, if anything, if you're a diehard Tiger football fan, some of these destinations could be nice. You know, it could be expensive. At least, you know, getting the air traffic controllers back today. But if you have to fly to New Mexico. But Myrtle Beach.
Is it a travel software company?
I was trying to figure it out. It feels like it's definitely a software company.
Oh, it could be.
But I don't see.
There's not a whole lot about it out there. Presenting sponsor, Engine. Where does this bring
me? If you want me...
It is. It's a travel company.
I mean, it's a pro tip. If you want me to be aware of your brand, sponsor a bowl game. Because I will become aware of your brand if I didn't.
Well, and basically, like, it feels like a third of the ads that you watch during the game are usually just that.
For that brand. It's the school. It's the brand, the school. One of the schools, the brand, one of the schools, the brand.
Yeah, this is like a company, travel management company.
So are they travel agents?
Yes, but no. I think it's a management like software platform. Because there's also a thing on here that says no agent assist fees.
Okay.
This is...
Yeah, it says on November 6th, so this just happened last week. I must have missed this press release, but Engine, a business and group travel platform, signed on as sponsor of the game. It's the Myrtle Beach Bowl presented by Engine.
Okay. Right, well, anyway, so we veered off a little bit, but it was like looking at that's where we are. The Tiger football team is going to one of these bowl games. And so it's not about, I guess the hope of is gone completely there, but hope. I think the hope, it's like the hope of the optimism of all three of the big sports teams in this market very rarely line up where it's all gloom and doom. I think I heard Jason or John earlier talk about the last time the Grizzlies missed the playoffs and the Tigers missed a tournament, it goes back to 2017. So, like, you look at,
and there aren't many years before the pandemic.
Yeah.
There aren't many years, because usually when one has been down, the other has been up.
Yes. And so, and not just that, but also Tiger football, if you just think in this past decade of the great success under Fuente and Norvell, and then the optimism of success over Silverfield that lasts until sometimes
usually,
till November.
I was going to say, big game usually the first week of November. It feels
sometimes
like
you get to Hawaii, Halloween. Sometimes you get to Halloween, but then it dies off by then. So, it's a tough time. It's a tough time to be a Memphis sports fan, and it's going to be a long year if you live and die by the success of your local teams, because it does not look great, Jeffrey. It doesn't.
I actually thought Saturday afternoon in Cleveland was the perfect representation of the weekend in its totality, because you get Zach Edey back,
yes,
and we got the starting lineup that I think all of us are like, it's the type of starting lineup that makes you not necessarily live and die by the results. It would be Ja, Jalen Wells, Cedric Coward, Jaren, and Zach Edey. Those are the five guys that you are hopeful that are going to be a big part of whatever the Grizzlies are in this retooling.
Right.
And honestly, right off the bat, I think I found myself at least going, man, Zach Edey does make them a lot better. Like, I don't know if he was going to be the savior that he was it felt like this crap season had been begging for. But they looked a lot better. And then, bang, Ja Morant, calf strain. We've gotten the report today. It's reevaluated in 2 weeks, correct?
Yep, grade one strain, reeval in 2 weeks.
And Chris Harrington said this morning he'd gone back. Santi had a calf strain that missed six games. We've still yet to see Ty Jerome.
I want to say, was it Drew and Michael that have both said, hey, we're going to hear more about him this week?
That, I'm trying to think.
I think it was DeMichael who said that.
That probably sounds right. But like to me, like that was kind of the peak of it. It's like, all right, yes, everyone is down on your team, but just in terms of something that you want to watch, that was something I was interested in. And then just quickly, you get another injury. And yet again with Ja, it's not just Ja's down. It's the fact that they have four point guards on the roster. None of them can play right now.
Right. No point guards. No, but you bring up a point. Like the NBA in general is the advantage they have, especially over the modern day college basketball, is like you can watch for, obviously, the stars, right? You can watch for the stars. You can watch for Edey's development. Like, that's still something intriguing and interesting about this team, even if they're lousy, is that you can watch Edey. You can judge for yourself. Does he look like he's a piece that's going to make this team be successful in the future? Tiger basketball, you don't don't know anybody's name that's on this team going into the season. You're trying to learn some people's names. So far, you've only learned your frustration with many of these players. And you don't know who's going to be back or won't be back. And there's not this and that's just the state of college basketball in general versus this particular team. Because what happened with the Tigers is yesterday, I mean, UNLV is up against this, you know, the same type of situation that the Tigers are in. And according to the odds makers, we're supposed to be worse.
I mean, this is a team that has lost to UT Chattanooga, and then they also lost to Montana. I'm going to take up for Montana a little bit. That is not a bad mid-major program.
Sure.
That's a program that has had some success. It's not in a great league, but it's tough. And then I actually thought yesterday, because I've tried to keep an open mind with the Tiger basketball team, because sometimes if you start listening to the wind, it can, UT Martin, not Chattanooga. I don't know if I said Chattanooga. I want to say they played in Chattanooga. There was something weird like that. But sometimes when you listen to like the whispers, it can always be dramatic one way or the other. And so far, up until yesterday, the two results that we had seen with Tiger basketball did not cause me alarm. I'm not saying I was sitting there going, this team's going to repeat as a 5 seed or this is going to be another big time year. But based on those two results, I kind of put to the side that this could be worst case scenario. I had mentioned to Munns last Wednesday that weirdly Sunday was going to be kind of an interesting data point for me, because typically what we've seen with Penny is if the name on the other side is a big enough name, the team shows up. But then when you start to get these lesser opponents in home games, they have these just duds. And yesterday was a reminder that basically anybody left on their non-conference schedule is an opportunity for a dud, because Alabama State has beaten UAB. Like, it's not just they show up and win every game. Now, it's also important to note this, that when you look at the rest of the league, they're still going to be the top of the league. And then, I don't know if everybody knows this, we've rigged the conference tournament. So as long as they finish in the top two of the league in regular season play, they automatically get to the semifinals. So we're talking about, as long as they, quote-unquote, handle business in regular season conference play, they have to win 2 games to be a tournament team. Right, but what the fear that I have is...
Which is a great situation to be in.
Yes, I mean, and I still...
They're the John Cena of the tournament, right? They're the
right
end of it.
And it's kind of getting fantasy booked for them.
Right.
But the fear that I have is that I wonder what happens to what appears to be a fragile team if they get beaten down by the non-conference schedule. Are they going to be able to, are they going to have enough, I don't know what the word is, camaraderie or what, like, are they going to be together enough to handle their business in conference play? Like, that is something that I'm concerned about.
Yeah. I mean, what you don't want to happen what happened yesterday. And I know, like, if you wanted there to be some, and I keep going back to hope, right, going for the rest of the season. But also when you look at it, I mean, this time last year, think about how exciting it was of what Penny was doing with this team, beating UConn and beating, like, we was winning these non-conference games, right? The schedule is set up perfectly to make excitement. Or completely take it away. This UNLV game was supposed to be one of the wins, right? You're favored by 9.5 points. It's disappointing to see Josh Pastner come in as an underdog and win. And you're happy for Josh, right? Everybody's happy for Josh Pastner. How can you not be happy for him? But
I respect that Josh still wears a suit.
Right, I do. I do. I like that. I like that.
I'm just saying, I think we need to get back to basketball. We got to get coaches back in suits.
I don't disagree with that. I like coaches wearing suits, but I know we've spent a lot of time on this radio station today talking about just how awful it feels for the big three schools or three teams because we got the Grizzlies involved. Where's your optimism level? What did you vote for in the poll?
So, I think if I would have voted, I think I probably would have gone football, simply because there's still enough to like salvage for the other teams. And the problem with football is, even if we didn't do the whole preseason poll from the coaches,
yeah,
but they did do a preseason media poll, they were picked third. And I think when you game the math out, the highest that they can finish is fifth.
Mm.
And so, like, to me, it's like,
I voted in the poll. I can't remember what the question was, but I did vote for Tiger football. The specific question.
Who has been the most disappointing this season?
Oh, most. Yeah. Okay. Well, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt where we are. Cause I mean, we have reached what is the end, right? We know how the ending is going to go. You're watching a movie, you know how it's going to end. The twists have happened. There's the desk. You don't know exactly how it's going to end, but you know it's going to be a bowl game you don't
care
about.
We're through act two.
Right. We're getting close to the end of that. The Tiger basketball team could still make the tournament, as you pointed out, because of how the conference
Somebody's going to make it from this league.
Yeah, so how the conference tournament is set up. They could still make the tournament. And the Grizzlies could still make the playoffs, right? They could make the play-in game.
Bad as it is right now, they're sitting, 11th in the standings?
Checking on that, I was about to say, I pulled up the poll because I was curious. I voted in the poll earlier today. I also voted for the football team. Right now, the Grizzlies are in 12th by half a game.
And so, like, when you look at it, like,
They've only played 14 games.
Yeah, and the Jazz are in front of them.
Right.
Like, there are teams.
And the way that the play-in is set up now, you still have some hope, if that's what you want, then to make the playoffs.
Well, and you can get some reinforcements back, so.
And the Grizzlies are possibly collecting. How many draft picks do they have going into this draft next year?
So they own their own draft pick this year. And then they get the lesser. So the Wizards own the rights to whatever the better pick is between theirs and the Suns. Did I say that right?
That sounds right.
And also, I think the Grizzlies also have Orlando's first.
I don't know that they have three. Let me check on that. I don't remember if it was two or three. Or what did they trade up with?
That's a great question.
To get said.
Maybe that's when they spent the Orlando.
I think that's what they ended up doing.
All right. I don't see the draft assets. But we know that they have basically their pick, and then they're going to have
an extra first.
Either it's going to be like the Suns or the Wizards, whichever one is the worst pick.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Future draft picks from Real GM. Okay. This year they own... Yeah, they get two. They could potentially have two lottery picks. You want to talk about the real disappointing thing is that
Oklahoma City
has the Clippers, right? Is that?
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah. So right now, and Utah's.
Oh, there you go.
So right now, Oklahoma City has two. No, three. They also have Houston's and Philly's.
Probably.
Why am I seeing a ton of Oklahoma City in the? In this
no, if you
round.
Start going to Tankathon and you start doing the simulate, there's a lot of like scary situations where they can have the number one pick.
Yeah.
I think the other reason, though, I also went with football is this, and this is kind of the other question that I think is an important one to consider. For the first time in my life, I would argue the Tiger football job is unquestionably better than the Tiger basketball job. And the reasons why I would argue it is throughout who you're compared to, you have the best job. You have the most money. You have the best access to talent. You have, honestly, at this point, like, you're going to have the best facilities. Like, you're going to have all the advantages. Now, with the basketball program, you're in this weird purgatory of the fan base, while maybe not having the same expectations as the early 2000s, they still have the historical aspect. And it's tough to let that go. But on top of that, when I'm looking around and I'm seeing half of the SEC teams have budgets that are probably twice as big as yours are, and yet you're basically forced to load up your schedule with all these teams that have better rosters, better funded rosters, And now all of a sudden we're like, well, we expected you to compete with them. It's like, I don't know if that's fair.
Well, I think we definitely know the Tiger football job. I think, right? Do we? We understand it? I don't know. At one point in time, right? And this is what we're all trying to adjust in our brains, what was for so long obvious that Tiger basketball was the better job, just based on the one fact that it was the only one you could make the postseason,
yep,
and have a chance to win the postseason and be the best team in college basketball.
Well, and it was the sport that when the best players, it didn't mean that you were,
and you didn't have to work, you didn't have to have that big of rosters, right? You,
yes,
have a smaller roster.
But they could get,
you have local,
it was much
you had
more
local
easier
talent
for them to get elite. Yeah, and that's another aspect, yeah, of this is we're not producing local talent at the level that we used to. But like, it wasn't insane that Memphis could go and get the number one point guard from Chicago.
And then, yeah, and make a run in the tournament. It has happened before. And until recently, teams like Memphis, and not just Memphis, I mean, the college football playoff has opened it up to everybody to feel like they have a chance, right? Like,
sure,
all of a sudden, you got a chance. You got that Lloyd Christmas meme happening, right, from Dumb and Dumber. Like, you're saying there's a chance. Like, it is. That's all it takes. Like, there's a to believe there's a chance and to be able to play has changed everything. But it hasn't. It hasn't changed. Or does it feel like it has changed enough yet, right? Because I feel like we're in a position, we talked about this in our pre-production meeting for this show, but like, is Memphis at a crossroads? Because the current landscape of college sports has changed. Has Memphis changed how it's operating in that way? And I'm not talking about NIL. I'm not talking about paying players. I'm talking about, we went from a team that did not have a chance to compete in the playoffs in college football to now there is a chance that the team can play. So like, does that change how you lay it out, what you're talking about?
Well, I think the other factor in all of this is also, okay, if there is going to be more realignment, the path to it is football.
100%, right?
But you also are in this weird spot where, okay, I think institutionally, they've done the things to make the job better and to make the job compete at a pretty high level. But now you have this question of, do we have the right guy? And I think it even makes the Navy game even more confusing as a fan, because if Memphis wins, and I think they'll probably be favored, if Memphis wins the game, that's another automatic one-year extension for Ryan Silverfield. And on the basketball side, I think it's this weird spot where, okay, maybe the fan base is like, well, we don't expect him to be Duke, but, and maybe rightfully so, we don't expect them to basically get beat by 20 at home to UNLV, but at the same time, you're now directing more funds to football, and you're left here with a fan base that still has expectations, and this program is still meaningful to them, yet you're asking them to go and compete with basically half the budget that everyone else is.
Right. Well, so yeah, Memphis is playing on Thanksgiving against Navy, even though AI is given no respect, by the way. I'm Googling, pull up the full Thanksgiving slate to see how ruined my Thanksgiving is, because I don't care about this Memphis game now. But the AI is saying, says something about there's no traditional college football slate on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because even college football's punted Thanksgiving to the NFL.
But it says, for example, the Memphis Tigers have a game scheduled on either Thursday, November 27th or Friday, November 28th.
No,
Google's AI has no clue when the game is. They're checked out of the season as well.
Yeah, this thing's
Google AI
take over
is
the world.
Done with the Tigers. But then AI, don't trust AI completely. You know, go to the schedule pages, but like, it really, AI was, they're checked out. They're done with the Tigers as well. But so Memphis plays Navy. Memphis wins. That gives Silverfield a bonus. It's a $100,000 game for him. You know, remember when the XFL had the $1 million game,
oh, yeah,
or whatever? This is the $100,000 game for Ryan Silverfield on Thanksgiving. And it's at home. Like, mercy to Betsy, Jeopardy. Do you know anybody that's going to go to this game on Thanksgiving night?
I mean, there's always going to be the core Tiger football fans. Like,
I mean, Thanksgiving night is a fun night to go out, so maybe.
And without newbies now?
No, there's no newbies to go to. That's right. Was it Thanksgiving night? You see Super T at Newbies? I think that was it. So yeah, you're right. When Newbies close, you just go to the game. I could see there be some. I mean, it would be awesome. It would be awesome environment in the event that the Tigers had something. So is there something? Silver's playing for $100,000 in an extra year on his contract. Should Memphis fans be just silently hoping the Navy wins that game? I wouldn't say that's not something that's crossed my mind yet. What's it going to do? It's not going to change. You're bowl eligible. You don't want to be locked in even longer with Silverfield and give him even more money. That $100,000 could go to pay a player, right?
I mean, that's the whole... That's
what we're dealing with.
This is the whole question that all these programs are having to deal with. It's like, all right, what matters more? Do you have to have the right coach and then that leads to more giving, or do you have to do, you know, are you better off spending the money elsewhere? Are you better off investing in everything in the football program, but turning your back on the most historically relevant program that you've had?
Right. I mean, this is a very tough spot. Again, we're coming out of this weekend. Like, this weekend, the East Carolina thing was just like, you know, whatever. I'm checking the scores of what's going on. And I mean, I was checking that one, but like, because I cared, but I didn't care because I knew it didn't really matter at this point.
Well, it was,
I know,
like,
there was a math, there was a chance.
Yeah,
there was a
it was
path,
like another
but,
just kick in the nuts. Navy beats South Florida and opens the door, not to the situation where if you win out, you're in, but they open the door enough that you basically only needed one more result to be different and you could possibly be back in it. Because if you beat Navy at that point, then you could be in this. You needed someone to either beat Tulane or beat North Texas, because now the problem that you run into is, like, because you had the UAB loss, those two teams only have one conference loss, and even if you won out, like, you can't chase them down if they finish with one conference loss, and they're both going to be heavily favored.
I mean, just think, this season, the way it could have played out differently if the Tigers didn't stumble against UAB and then here against East Carolina, like, they could have set up, they could have had a nice go to the conference championship and play North Texas, right? You could be playing North Texas, get another big win there at the end going into the playoffs. It could have gone a whole totally different way. But it looks like we're going to possibly see North Texas, Jeffrey.
I mean, I think right now we're heading to a Tulane North Texas conference championship game.
Mean green and the green wave.
For the chance to be in the playoff.
Yep. That's going to be it.
Could be, I think, the eighth different team to play for the...
since Memphis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's... Look, it's... I wonder if you ask Memphis fans, like, what needs to be done for, you're talking about all three of these teams.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were given the choice, some type of a Thanos power that you could snap your fingers and something would change and not make somebody disappear, but like something to change with each program? What would you ask for in each one? What would you need? And we're not counting, we can not allowing changing of conferences, but like for the individual programs, is it all, every one of them? I don't think the Grizzlies is necessarily immediately a coaching change.
No, I think for the Grizzlies, it would be, can you turn injuries off?
Right. And then I think you could with that snapping of the finger. For the Tigers, what would it be for the Tiger basketball team?
For the Tiger basketball team, I think you would pray that you'd ask that two of these big men step up.
And then for the football team, what are you?
I do think you'd ask for a new coach in that
one. You're asking for somebody to hire him. You want it to happen in the least messiest way possible.
Right.
Like, you're on a reality show.
I think you want him to get...
I don't want to get blood on my hands on this. I want it to happen, but I don't want to be the one who's going to do it. But sometimes you just got to do it. If you know, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you want somebody...
Which one would look worse to fire? Because that's what I keep hearing about. You can't fire Silverfield right now. You can't fire...
Well, let's take a break, and instead of the TV timeout, like, we can move some of the TV stuff. Let's discuss this question, because I think that's an interesting aspect, because there's a case for all of them that it looks bad.
Let's
discuss that. So let's take a quick break. Of the three coaches we're talking about, what would be the most damning if you end up making a coaching change? We'll talk about it next right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Kevin asked an interesting question as we closed the last segment. So as we have our three coaches right now, Tuomas Iisalo of the Memphis Grizzlies, Ryan Silverfield of the Tiger football program, and Penny Hardaway of the Tiger basketball program, if someone were to fire one of these men, which would be the worst look? And I think it's interesting because it seems like the obvious answer for the easiest one is the NBA coach because there's a revolving door of coaches.
Well, the easiest one.
Correct. But I also think you have this weird complicating factor of you didn't run a search last summer. This is who you picked. This is who you wanted. And now you basically ushered out Taylor Jenkins to make way for this guy. And what for? So
right.
Then you also are starting to run out of scapegoats if you're Zach Kleiman. So there's that aspect. Silverfield would fall into the category of, I think a lot of people would use the, it's going to be really hard to hire a coach if you fire someone that has had success, even if he hasn't gotten to the top of the mountain. I think you could also make the argument, while he hasn't maxed out the job is not cratered with him, and you have little to no problems at all with the program, and it feels stable. With Penny, you have not only is he an icon, but he has also had legitimate success. He has trophies. He has postseason appearances.
As recently as last year, cannot be forgotten. Penny's the one of these three coaches that we're talking about who did what he was supposed to do very recently. He's the only one who has done what he's supposed to do. I mean, and Iisalo obviously has not had time yet. He's a season number one.
I don't know what an actual fair fight is for him right now.
But Penny has done what he's supposed to do. He had an amazing – the season last year was awesome. goes into the tournament with injuries, and it's the tournament. It's the NCAA tournament. Like, you've got to position yourself with a great seed. Yes, you eventually want to get success in that spot, but great coaches lose in the tournament early all the time, and I'm not making excuses. Injuries are more of the excuses than anything else, but, like, Coach K, how many times did he lose early in the tournament when he wasn't supposed to? Like, he's one of the greatest of all time. Like, it's – Penny's the only – Penny, unlike Silverfield, Penny, not only is he the local icon and the international celebrity that he is, he's at least done one time what he was supposed to do last – and as recently as last year. And so
I would also make – I think I would also make this case. I think the basketball job can get worse without Penny. Like, I know everyone made fun of the whole comments about – if they get rid of me, it would fall apart. I'm not necessarily saying like that, but what I am saying is it is really difficult for someone to say no to Penny Hardaway. And I think it's entirely possible that he maximizes the job in terms of getting boosters aligned, the amount of money that you do have. I think it could very much crumble without him.
It's gonna in this current era that we're in, as you pointed out earlier in the show, it's a harder job than ever before, and even harder when you break it down to how you have to do the schedule, right? How the schedule is lined up for that. You have to have the Tiger schedule set up a certain way in order to be this nationally relevant program that you want to be. However, because of how it's set up and you're getting new players every year, running the gauntlet of great teams at the beginning and then playing lousy teams after it is not your ideal setup.
Well,
for the conference and how you, because of the conference they're in and how you have to lay out the schedule, it's harder under the new way of playing. Not only is it harder to get players, harder to pay them, but now the way that you have to schedule, because you have to schedule the way they're scheduling, but that doesn't make things easy.
Well, I almost wonder, does the schedule need to be reevaluated?
What do you do?
So I understand why they do what they're doing.
But UNLV, though, let's be honest, I mean, like, that was not supposed to be a hard game.
No, I mean, you were a double-digit favorite at home, and that was that was as winnable of a game. And I'm not trying to – but what I'm saying
– The next game is against Purdue, the number one team in the country.
Are they better off backfilling – you know what I mean? Like, having a softer schedule, run up the gaudy record, and then have everyone go, oh, well, this team is just – you know, they play a soft schedule. They've got a gaudy record.
Just don't play anybody?
Well, like,
but that's not going to get anybody in the building. But
well, right now, nobody's going in the building right now.
Can't get much worse, like, is what you're saying.
Well, my question is, like, does that need to be rethought? And I'm not I understand why they do what they do, which is the best chance to actually obtain a high seed
is to get some quality wins.
Quality wins, and then handle your business in conference play, and then you'll be thought
but
of.
But does it matter now if they have a – one, they have to win the conference tournament that way, and if they don't win the conference tournament, it's done. At least way when you're setting it up this way, you can at least build a
It gives you much
resume.
More margin for error.
But, again, as recently as last year, Penny did what he was supposed to do, and he is the icon and the big celebrity. I think Penny is the one guy you can't fire. Penny's got to – you learn your lesson from Larry Finch, and you know, when it's time for him to go, you figure out a joint press release of he's resigning and to focus on whatever he wants to focus on.
I think the right answer is Penny Hardaway.
Is the would look the worst.
Right. Because in the end, you're now talking about, like, that's going to create.
But honestly, it would look the worst. I mean,
dissension. I mean, we're talking about that would.
Would it locally, it would look bad? We've seen other schools fire their local legends because they were not good at the job.
Yeah, but most of these people, it was like a no-doubter. Like Chris Mullins, like Clyde Drexler, like the record was what it was.
At least because Penny had the success this recently.
Correct.
I think because of the last year's success, you got to get the benefit of the doubt of so many coaches in both football and basketball are quitting and in the college ranks because they don't want to deal with the changing environments and the changing of the rules and how recruiting is totally different. And it is definitely harder at a smaller school, a school not in a power conference like Memphis. So it's a harder job. So, yes, Penny can have a terrible year, which this one looks like it's going to be, and keep going. So you can't fire Penny off the table. So we're looking at, is it bad for Silverfield or Isolo?
So the problem with Silverfield for me is now, based on extensions and whatnot, the look is not what would concern me. Like, for instance, Boise State, when they thought it wasn't working, Andy Avalos played at Boise State, and they pulled the trigger. Now, was it 100% the right pick? They did get to the playoff last year, but, I mean, how much of that is Danielson, the new coach, versus they had Ashton Genty? Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, these are all relevant questions. Like, they're not going to win their league this year. Did they definitely upgrade? But now you're into this position where can you afford to do it? Because we're talking about probably the upwards of $7 million that you would have to pay out. And then you're going to have to go and get said new coach. But I do think the one that would actually upset fans the least would be that one.
Upsetting of the fans. That is the way to kind of rank it. Upsetting of the fans the least, Silverfield or Isolo, honestly.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. That's probably...
But Silverfield would get more fans excited, I think, if he goes.
I do think there's a chance of... Like, if you fired Isolo, even if, like, it bothers fans the least, it's not like the idea that whoever you hired is going to change their circumstances. It's kind of like you'd be in the same spot. I think at least if you were to fire Ryan, there would be the new coach like bump.
Possibly. It depends on, I mean, what the Grizzlies ended up doing. I mean, a lot of the argument against the Grizzlies of, you know, you gotta give, he doesn't have his, Isolo doesn't have his full strength players, and he definitely doesn't right now. Doesn't have a point guard at the moment. So I think you do need to wait a little bit if you are gonna let him go. But I mean, there could be, like, he is coming in, like, is his transition to being the NBA coach, is it, there's a lot of signs that it's not working out. So
no, and I think, but like the real question is like, what is actually fair to hold him to? Because, you know, in fairness to him, he kept saying, when we get some of these guys back, it's going to look better. And just with the return of Edie, it did look more competitive. Now, is that a small sample size? Perhaps. But like, it was...
Sure, I'm not worried about the back. I guess the one thing to look at is the backlash from nationally, your chances of getting the coach that you want to replace.
Yeah.
Like, does that, which one would that be the hardest set?
I think replacing Penny would be the hardest.
And then Silverfield would be, I mean, you're taking a risk, but historically you've been able to find.
I think there are a lot of coaches that would look at Memphis and say, I can win there. I think they would take a look at the conference. I think they took a... Now, the question, though, is if you had to pay Ryan off, does that limit the amount of money that you can spend?
That's true. And, like, is it... We're just down to just... I was hoping this... We all were hoping, right? This was going to be the year that Silver... Because Silverfield has won some big games. He just has not put together... And we talked about last week of bringing back Norvell, right? Like, it... Like, it's hard to put together that perfect season, but that's kind of what you have to do. North Texas has had one loss, right?
Yes, and it was a blowout at home.
But one loss.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of have to have a near-perfect season.
Yeah, you. So, I mean, the problem is, it wasn't necessarily the Tulane loss. It's the UAB loss.
The UAB loss is the one that...
UAB has one conference win.
Oh, and they, yeah, and they're awful.
The UAB loss is the equivalent for Ole Miss last year losing to Kentucky. Like, it's the one that sunk them.
Right.
Like, that's really the big problem.
So we haven't really figured, like, I don't...
I think Penny's the answer.
But which one would be... So Penny's the hardest one to replace, would look the worst locally. Nationally, which one would, like...
I think nationally you can make an argument firing Ryan... Simply because,
but he's never made the conference championship.
Yeah, I think there's still
enough.
We
just look at record still. We look at bowl eligibility still in 2025. I mean,
like, the other thing that like Ryan has working for him, like, imagine if Ryan's four non-conference games had to be like the equivalent of what Penny's playing in the non-conference.
Yeah, I mean that's true. He has put the Tiger football team, like, this year's team was a great team. Like, he was able to put together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.